other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We are at the top of the third hour of this program. We run 4 hours now. It's the Alex Jones Show, and our prayers are with Alex. Let's hope everything's going down all right over there. Let's hope he hasn't been detained. You can check out that George Norrie interview that I played in the top of the first hour over at Infowars.com. And we're going to be jumping subjects right now. We're still going to be taking your calls in about a half an hour. We have Bob Chapman on the line of the InternationalForecaster.com, and we're going to be talking economy. The latest article up there is the impact of endless liquidity, a bunch of great information on the website. Bob, how are you?
Fine, thank you, and it's very nice to be here again.
So,
and
Bob,
I'm sure Alex really wishes he was on here rather than there.
Yeah, I mean, he doesn't want to have to go down to Bilderberg, but when nobody in the mainstream media is going to cover this organization of 125 elitists that are going to set the course for the next 12 months. Someone's got to do it, right?
Someone's got to do it. And, you know, they've been meeting like this since 1952.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say 15 or 20 major periodicals throughout the world attend each time
mm-hmm.
and do not report upon it. And, you know, you say to yourself, well, why? Well, obviously, it's a closed meeting. It's conspiratorial in nature. And, you know, the American and European and the world public, generally speaking, don't know anything about it. And this is where the titans of great money and industry, the housing for the Illuminati, this is their big meeting for the year. And I'm glad Alex is there, along with Jim Tucker, who I've known for many years, going back to the original days when I was a contributing financial writer for the Spotlight, along with G. Gordon Tether, who had the Lombard column in the Financial Times in London, until he mentioned the bankers and what they were doing, and they fired him. And before that, in the American Mercury. So I've been in this corner studying and researching the Bilderbergers and all the things that surround them for almost 50 years. And so I'm glad I don't have to go there. I don't know where Jim Tucker gets the energy to do it.
Oh, God. But, and he's an old-timer, too. He's been doing this for 30-plus years. We had him on the program recently, and it's just amazing that he's able to do this. And he's, you know, he's going to be a big loss for us when he's gone, because he has really infiltrated this group. He's been dead spot on every year with the predictions. He only makes about two or three of them. They always come true. And I'm just so happy that the awareness of Bilderberg has spread so much that we actually have 100 activists outside of the Bilderberg meeting right now.
Well, that's really great. And, you know, that's why I continue to do what I do as well, and in my own little niche of finance, economics, and so on. And like Jim, most people who are our age are geezering out in our rocking chairs, and that's the last thing that I ever want to do. Yeah, that would be like being in a perpetual jail to me. But anyway, I'm sure they'll come back with a load of information. I see the FBI was hassling them.
Oh, absolutely. FBI, Secret Service, sweeps in the building. They've never seen security like this before. We had Luke Radowski on just about a half an hour ago, and he was confronted by the FBI and Secret Service. They were trying to establish a leader so that they were probably trying to establish a leader so that they could detain him and try to break the spirits of everybody else. But everybody just said, look, there are no leaders here. We all came here on our own accord. The media is not covering this, so we have to cover it for them. And we're on a public sidewalk. What are you trying to do to us? We still have a First Amendment right in this country. You know, by our teeth, I guess, by the skin of our teeth, we have a First Amendment right. But officers apologized, backed off, so hopefully that's the way it's going to go down all weekend. We're talking to Bob Chapman of the InternationalForecaster.com. We'll be back after this. It is the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burmes, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com.
It is a big idea, a new world order. In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism, which is why you should be reading the Nationalist Times each month. We promote a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times features outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Find out why the Nationalist Times has many thousands of loyal readers across America. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times, America's best patriotic newspaper, for just $19 for 1 year. That's less than half the regular subscription price. Subscribe today by sending $19 to the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. That's the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. Or subscribe online at anu.org.
Fuel prices are at an all-time high with no relief in sight. Do you feel powerless against the large oil companies? Now you can fight back. Dur Alt Fuel Conditioner from Fuel Saver Incorporated is the solution you need for power, performance, and especially savings. Fuel Saver Inc.'s conditioner increases miles per gallon in gas and diesel engines and reduces emissions, saving up to 70 cents on each gallon of fuel you purchase. This remarkable fuel conditioner also cleans fuel injectors and pumps, reduces engine noise, and saves you money on costly repairs. Your engine will run like new with improved miles per gallon, and the savings far exceed the cost of the product. Go to FuelSaverInc.com today. That's FuelSaverInc.com, or call toll-free 866-768-7811. Call now, 866-768-7811, or go to FuelSaverInc.com. Dur-Alt Fuel Conditioner. Start saving on fuel today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back on June 5th, 2008, Bilderberg time. Alex is out there, and like I said, he tried to call me from the hotel. I tried to call back the hotel, and no dice. So people try to get a hold of him. Pray for him. Let's hope he hasn't been detained. We need him out there giving this report because, again, this little meeting of 125 people that you and I didn't elect to anything are going to make some big decisions. They're probably going to make the decision to up the price of oil, so gas is going to go up. Then our food's going to go up even more. We're already seeing food rations in New York, of all places. I just couldn't believe that. And the economy's going down the tubes. You know, they blew out the housing market this year. I see a continuance of that. But let's ask somebody who actually knows what he's talking about. Let's ask Bob Chapman. What do you see as an economic forecaster for the next 6 months? What kind of economics are these guys going to be discussing?
Well, I think what they want to do is continue globalization, but it's going to be very difficult to do that when you have these very high prices for grains and beans and energy products. And what's happening is countries are turning inward by putting controls, if they're producers, of beans and grains and to other countries because they're afraid they won't have enough for their own people. And with that is starting a change. And I think the avenues that are being discussed to solve these problems in the House and Senate are ridiculous. Here they have George Soros appearing before a Senate panel yesterday, and he advocates more controls, and it, with that he's right. But, you know, there are so many eminent people in that field other than George Soros. They should have had them instead of him. And the reason why is that George Soros is a convicted felon. He was caught manipulating the market in France. And he was tried and convicted, and he appealed, and he lost his appeal. So I think they had to go find somebody else. And probably George is probably at the Bilderberger meeting, for all I know, because he's certainly one of them.
Yeah, absolutely.
But anyway,
I believe he's gone there before.
Yes, he has.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, let's talk about the oil situation. First of all, oil consumption in the United States has been trailing off, and that's good. And we have 89% this week, this past week, of refinery capacity, which is up from about 86 a few weeks ago, which is good.
Mm-hmm.
But we also have a problem, very high prices. And that's been caused by third world countries, as we've known them in the past, using more energy products, among other things. And that has continued to keep the level of consumption up. The crux of the thing here, the investigation by Congress and the possibility of legislation, is based upon manipulation. And let me tell you how the speculation works. I've read other writers who say the speculation makes up 60% of what's going on in those markets. Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think so. I think it's more like 30. I'll compromise it at 45. Now, how does this all happen? Well, most of the speculators in those markets, and I might preface it by saying I spent 28 years in Wall Street. I owned my own brokerage firm for a number of years, and so I know about what goes on there. I had, you know, you have to have all these licenses to run a brokerage firm, and I had all of them, of course. But anyway, what's going on is this. Two-thirds of the money that was being made by investment banking and brokerage houses and banks was emanating from the packaging of mortgages into bonds. They were called collateralized debt obligations and other types of titles, which I won't go into. And they packaged these, and they sold them, and they made lots of money doing that. The only thing is the ratings that were on these packages of AAA really should have been BBB, which is a difference between a 10 and a 4.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't see any criminal investigations into the investment banks, banks, and brokerage firms who put these packages together and who were in bed with Moody's, Fitch, and S&P, because they should have criminal investigations because they defrauded the buyers. Now, you say to yourself, their business is frozen. They can't go any further because nobody wants to buy these things anymore. So what do they do next? Well, the Federal Reserve pops in, and they cause the real estate problem in the first place. They pop in because the people in the banks who own the Federal Reserve are among these people who can't make any money anymore because everything's frozen, and they're looking at these tremendous losses, hundreds of billions of dollars in losses. So we got to make some money fast. So the Fed opens a discount window up, doesn't tell anybody who buys, so nobody outside can know. They have auctions, and they give money away for 28 days and purportedly get it back when, in fact, they're rolling it. And they're dishing out about $300 billion a month. And so they can't directly control where the money goes. So the banks have it, the banks use it, and the banks lend it to other speculators, because banks are speculators. Even though you didn't know that, you do now.
Mm-hmm.
And they were using this tremendous amount of money, and still are, in the commodity markets. And they are responsible for driving the price of commodities up, all of them, beyond where they should be. And also our Congress, which is equally to blame, and incidentally, And the next issue of the International Forecaster, I have an interview on C-SPAN. And in that interview with the Senate panel is a man who is the former head of the CFTC, Commodity Futures Trading Corporation. His name is Mr. Greenberger, and he spills the beans. He really lays it out. And I have that interview available for the people who are subscribers and those who want a free copy. Anyway, what the Congress did was create a loophole so that the banks could create swaps, and actually the swaps were contracts for commodities off exchange. So nobody knew what they were doing. And that's how they were able to create this tremendous upsurge in the market. And that's what Congress is trying to get to the bottom of. But there are essentially things that made oil and soybeans and other things go up, such as ethanol. But the big boom, the bubble, a short-term bubble, it's a short-term bubble that's been created in all these economy and all of these commodities, has to be broken. And the people who are behind this are the Federal Reserve, the banks, the investment banking houses, and the brokerage firms again.
Now, do you feel they're doing this?
They weren't happy with .com. They weren't happy with real estate. They weren't happy packaging. They only made hundreds of billions, or if not trillions of dollars, and now they got to do this.
Do you feel that this is being engineered, though, to try to bring us into a North American Union, to try to take down the standard of living in this country, to possibly foreclose on homes and really try to create a second world nation here at home?
Absolutely. I wrote about it in the American Mercury in 1967.
Why don't you elaborate on that for
people? That was the only way that they could bring America to its knees, to force not only America but Canada and Europe to accept world government. This was all planned. They tried to stop the plans because everything went upside down on them in the Middle East, and they couldn't stop them. And that's when Zbigniew Brzezinski came out 2 years ago and said they've just put world government back 30 years, they being the meatballs in Washington.
Mm-hmm.
And he was furious with them. And that doesn't mean it's going to change their plans, but it's going to make trying to get the North American Union set in place extremely difficult. There's been so much warning over the past 2 to 3 years. But when I saw that Ben Steele was transferred from the Royal Society, the Royal Institute in London, which is the model on which the Council on Foreign Relations was modeled on in 1921 when they were formed. Mm-hmm. When he went over on loan, I knew they were getting serious about this. And then they had Robert Pastor front for the thing, not telling everybody what Ben Steele was doing. And then I see last week a hard money conference in New York put on by resource consultants had Ben Steele as a speaker. I mean, that's the enemy. I couldn't believe it. And I told all my subscribers not to go to their conferences because they're in bed with these people. But be as it may, I think the North American Union is a long ways away. I think they will go on and do their harmonization, as they call it, and making laws similar in the three countries. But it's going to be a long time before they get around to it, and it's going to be a long time before they get their Romero, although they'd like to do it. I've been watching these people for 50 years almost,
mm-hmm.
and we had debates about other currencies, change in currencies, back in the early 1980s when I used to do conferences all over the world. And the evolutionary process takes a long time, and now we have so many people who understand what they're trying to pull off here with this North American Union, this Romero, then they're going to have a really hard time trying to implement it. I think the only way they could do it is by putting half the people in America in internment camps.
Well, that is very, very scary that you said that. And incrementalization has really been their most useful tool. I want to talk about the SPP, the Securities and Prosperities Partnership. On the other side, Vicente Fox's view on this North American Union, if you will, and world government. It's Bob Chapman of the InternationalForecaster.com. I'm Jason Burmis, in for Alex Jones, PrisonPlanet.com.
The The Federal Trade Commission estimates that 9 million Americans are victims of identity theft each year. The crime of identity theft occurs every 3.5 seconds, costing the victims an average of $8,000. If you own a PC, passwords are a common form of authentication and often the only protection between a hacker and your personal information. Passwords that are stored in a spreadsheet, text file, data file, or any other file that is not encrypted and password protected are vulnerable to malicious theft and misuse. With PasswordSafe Pro, your passwords can be secured in an encrypted database within minutes. PasswordSafe Pro utilizes secure 160-bit encryption and comes complete with a strong password generation tool. For secure password protection and peace of mind, get your free PasswordSafe Pro today at www.passwordsafepro.com. Again, get your free PasswordSafe Pro at www.passwordsafepro.com. Secure password protection and peace of mind is one click away. Trust the pro, PasswordSafe Pro.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz, author of 15 books on health and natural healing. Vaccines included, medicines kill more people every year than any illness. The cost of drug side effects in America is more than $200 billion annually, with a worse toll taken by antibiotics. But there is a cure for this medical madness that has remained secret. OxySilver, developed by NASA scientists to keep astronauts healthy, is an evolutionary new dietary supplement making deadly vaccinations and antibiotics obsolete. Taking 1 to 2 teaspoons daily boosts natural immunity without drug toxicity. OxySilver combines oxygen and silver in a new way. The oxygen becomes a supercharged germ killer, freeing your immune system to fight colds, flus, cancers, and more. Build disease defenses naturally, painlessly, powerfully, safely, and inexpensively with OxySilver. Order your supply now by calling toll-free 1-877-817-9829. That's 1-877-817-9829. Do it now.
Ira hates, Ira hates. Call him drunken Ira Hayes. He won't answer anymore. Not the whiskey-drinking Indian nor the Marine that went to war. Gather round me, people. There's a story I would tell about a brave young Indian you should remember well. from the land of the Pima Indians.
All right, folks, we are back. It is the Alex Jones Show. We were going to talk SVP and Vicente Fox. I was going to play a little clip from We Are Change and discuss it with Bob Chapman. But we have Alex Jones on the line, live from Bilderberg. Take it away, Alex.
Well, I'm here. There's about 50 people where I'm at, another 20 or 30 around the building. About 60 people in the last hour since I've been here have left. They're coming back. It's really hot out here, about 90 degrees, and the sun. And we've had Secret Service. The police are the nicest we've seen of anybody, any elitist meeting we've covered. They're really nice. They're friendly. Some of them even winked at us and waved and like, yes, sir, please, thank you. Really being nice. The Secret Service comes out and commands them to not let us be on city property. They have said no. The Secret Service gets real mad. And a bunch of globalists, I'd say about 15 carloads, are still coming in. More will come in. SUVs, Cadillacs, all those. Black sedans, bringing them in from the airport. Dallas, just 4 miles away, that they're flying into. So it's just absolutely amazing what's happening out here. We're bullhorning them, telling them the answer in 1984 is 1776. That we're not their slaves. Just absolutely amazing. Burma says, my cell phone coming in good for you.
You're sounding great, Alex.
I tell you, this is exciting, man. This is, I mean, the next reports of the next few days are going to be amazing. Tucker's got sources right now he's meeting with. We'll have him on. We'll learn more developments. These are the 125 people, really 100 out of the 125, that govern our planet, that control our society. And we're here not playing along with the illusion anymore. I mean, just 10 years ago, really 8, 9 years ago, people didn't know this even existed. The media said it didn't. Now we've discredited them. We've exposed the system. We're doing it all, Jason. We couldn't have done it without the listeners. We spread the word about the show.
And I've heard the turnout is amazing.
Yeah, I mean, there's like three different entrances, and there's like 60 people just left in the last hour. You know, after I got here, they said hi, and then left. They've been waiting all day.
Mm-hmm.
And another 20 or 30 just showed up right now. More are walking up, and there's several entrances, and there's throngs of people at every entrance. I'd say about 200 people have shown up total today.
That's amazing. And remember, folks, you don't have to take orders from headquarters. You can go down there if you're in the Chantilly, Virginia area. We need cameras on these people. We need to expose who's going to this meeting, Alex.
Absolutely. These are the individuals that govern our lives. These are the people that are ruining our lives, that are destroying our dollar, jacking up our oil prices. They're a bunch of disgusting parasites, and they drive by in their black sedans. You can see through the windows and see them looking at us with hatred or reading their files.
Reading their pages, paper.
Yeah, like some of them are reading like files when they come in, trying to ignore us. And then, you know, the message is, hey, bastards, we know you're doing it. We know you're behind it. It's over.
Have you recognized anybody big right now? Have you seen somebody pull in?
I've seen one of the leaders of Spain. I've seen a big IT guy who I recognize in the photos. I've got to get back and confirm all the names before I announce them.
Mm-hmm.
But that was when we were in the hotel this morning. Later, we'll blow up the video. We're getting through their tinted windows and look at their faces like we did in Endgame.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, we're just standing out here in 90-degree heat. But it's beautiful, beautiful shade trees. That's where I'm walking through right now. And we're just bullhorning them as they come in, letting them know that we're not going along with this. But again, we need everybody's prayers, everybody's support, because after what happened last night, it was just absolutely amazing. And, I mean, it was just incredible to have them trying to set us up. In fact, right now I'm going to bullhorn some of the elitists come that just pulled through. And now they're going through the checkpoint. They've got big Bilderbergs on the side of their vehicles. Long live the Republic! Your new world order will fail! The answer to 1984 is 1776. Yeah!
Well, you're hearing it live. You're hearing it live, folks. This is history. Alex Jones is bringing you the elitist meeting that the media does not want you to hear about.
They're deciding Iran right now, Bernice.
I believe it.
I wish you could be here with us, but you had to hold down the command base in the Infowar capital of Austin, Texas, deep in the heart of Texas. And I got to say, I'm proud. Somebody from New York, where we kicked the British ass, is down there in Austin, Texas, deep in the heart of Texas. You know, the second front line in the fight for freedom, and that we're all together fighting the New World Order. Our ancestors will be very proud of us, and we're awakening that instinct. Our people have been mesmerized. They've been put in a spell. They haven't been aware of what they were dealing with, but slowly but surely, the mind is unlocking. I mean, police just 5 years ago were much more out of control with us. Now they understand. I mean, our message is getting out. It's happening, thanks to God. And we are going to defeat this New World Order. We don't have a choice. These are the people poisoning our water, putting the cancer viruses in our vaccines. These are the people destroying our dollar, jacking up the oil prices. These are the people that can govern our lives. And if we can only expose them, if we can only spread the word about who they are, their system will fall. It is in our hands. It is all up to us what we do right now.
It's the Alex Jones Show. We'll be back after this. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new 2-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Do you stay up late worrying about your teen driver? Do you need to know the exact location of a loved one or a company vehicle? What can you do if your vehicle becomes one of the thousands annually targeted for theft? Now you can log into your own personal website and view the exact location of your vehicle, stationary or moving, in real time, 24 hours a day. Introducing NowTrack, a revolutionary new GPS vehicle tracking device that requires no activation fee, no monthly fee, and no contract. Your NowTrack device is designed for self-installation discreetly in any vehicle using state-of-the-art GPS. Track your vehicle via the internet or text message in all 50 states, plus Canada, Mexico, and Puerto Rico. Priced at $359. Your NowTrack device is shipped active with unlimited tracking for the first year. We offer free same-day shipping and a 30-day completely risk-free trial. Purchase your NowTrack anytime online at NowTrack.com. That's NowTrack.com. Or call us at 877-NOWTRACK. That's 877-669-8725.
It is an honor to be sitting in for Alex Jones as he takes on the Bilderberg Group in Chantilly, Virginia. I just want to let the listeners know that we do have the new We Are Change YouTube confrontation with the Clintons. We're going to be playing the first half of that. The second half is so riddled with curse words that we're not going to be able to play the second half for you, but you can check that out over at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com later today. We're also going to be playing the YouTube clip of Hillary Clinton denying that she even knows about Bilderberg, Alex. Apparently, she didn't go in 2006. Or do we still have Alex or no? Oh, man. Well, we all know that she knows exactly what Bilderberg is, that her husband has attended on several occasions and has now admitted on ABC News. It wasn't really a news conference. It was more of a conference to get his wife elected for president, and people taking it upon himself to ask themselves to ask the tough questions, where he was forced to admit that he indeed did go to Bilderberg while he was in Europe with Vernon Jordan, supposedly to discuss what was going to happen to Russia with some Europeans. We have Bob Chapman of the InternationalForecaster.com on the line. Bob, what do you think of all these developments?
What do I think of what?
All the developments, the developments Alex just talked about over at Bilderberg.
Well, he's right on everything, and it's up to us. We have to inform other people. We have to let them know that there is a power behind government, worldwide for that matter, that wants to make the world do what they want to do because they think that they know better what's good for us. And, of course, we disagree with them. These people have been doing this actually for centuries. And they've been getting away with it. And, you know, back in the 1960s and 70s and 80s, we would talk about this. There would be a few books that were, three or 4,000 had been published on the subject. But most people didn't have access to them. And then 15 years ago came the Internet, and it just changed the whole thing. And now people are catching on. And if we are to save our civilization, we've got to stop these people. We have to expose them for what they're doing. We have to bring them to trial for manipulating markets. And it goes on all the time. Goodness knows, very few people spend 28 years in the brokerage business like I did and know what is going on. The rest of them could care less. All they are interested in is money. And unfortunately, that's the case of most people, particularly in America. But the job is to get the word out. And I'm sure Alex will have plenty of information for us. When he comes back, he'll probably have a video and a tape. And that would be something you should purchase so that you can hand it to the other people and say, look what these guys are doing.
Mm-hmm. Well, what do you
think? They're not for us, for themselves. And they want to turn our country upside down. They want to bring us down to a third world level. They want to merge us with other countries, whether we like it or not. We have these Patriot Acts and all these other things that take away our freedoms. It's got to stop.
Mm-hmm. Well, I agree with you 100%. Unfortunately, the general mass, the public out there, is so mesmerized and hypnotized by consumerism and, you know, the latest fashion trend, the latest car, the biggest house, putting their kids through college. This stuff isn't even on the radar. For guys like me and you, this is primary. This is what drives us. We're interested in what's happening to our country because we know that all it takes is for good men to do nothing, for evil to prevail. But most of these people, you know, their primary thing is their family. Their secondary thing is, you know, their sports car. Their third thing is their sports team. And this isn't even on the radar. How do we change that? How do we flip society?
The empty belly does it. Recession, depression. And then people are going to say, who did this to us? How did this happen? And then we say to them, look, we've been on radio and making videos and writing about this for years, but you didn't know or you weren't listening. And here are the people who have been doing this to you, and this is what they're after, and this is why you don't have any job or house, no vehicles anymore, and you're living under a bridge.
Absolutely.
And that will get their attention.
Well, I hope it doesn't come to that.
It's the worst place to operate from. But unfortunately, that's the way it's going to come down.
Well, I couldn't agree with you more, and I hope that we can stave that off. I personally want to keep my house. I want to live in a first world nation. I want to live in a nation where, you know, we have a constitution, we have a Bill of Rights, we have a government for and by the people, and right now, our government is not for and by the people. It's for the corporate interests. It's for the special interests. It's for the military-industrial complex. It's for the globalists. And I don't know if you've seen this breaking article, but it was just reported today that Kevin Rudd, the president of Australia, is trying to spearhead the creation of an Asia-Pacific Union similar to the European Union. Because you know you're going to need these large global landmasses, these unions, Pan-American Union, North American Union, European Union, now the Asia-Pacific Union. I do believe they're trying to build a Eurasian Union in the Middle East, you know, going in there, all the imperialism that's going on, so that they can form their one world order much easier. And do you feel that way? Do you think that they're going to block sections of the world out and then bring in this global governance?
Well, I think they would like to do everything simultaneously, but they're going to work now on the most difficult parts, and that's the United States and Europe and England and Canada. Ostensibly the most prosperous nations in the world, and I'm sure that they've got some kind of a plan set up for China as well and overall in Asia. They've had Japan in their back pocket since the Second World War, and so that's no problem for them. But this is war, and we've got to stop them, like you've said, and if we don't, it's not going to be a very nice world.
Absolutely not. Have you seen this confrontation with Luke Radowski of We Are Change with Vicente Fox?
No, I have not.
I want to play this clip for the audience because in it, Luke discusses the North American Union. He discusses the Trans-Texas Corridor. He discusses the SPP. And Vicente Fox, of course, acknowledges the SPP. He talks about the agreements. He feels like it's not going fast enough. He says the governments aren't building the roads. And then Luke retorts with, well, you know, it's Giuliani's private company, but the roads are being built regardless. And he's like, yes, I really want a North American Union, and one day I would like to see global government. Let's play that clip right now.
Cooperation, not isolation.
Third question right here? Right here? Third question right here?
Okay, you go.
Yes. On CNN's Larry King, you acknowledged the fact of NAFTA currency, like the euro. Can you please talk about how you, as president of Mexico, President Bush, and the Prime Minister of Canada established working groups towards a North American Union with the SVP Prosperities without public approval?
It's there is the original document, the original commitment, and there is supposed to be follow-up procedures, there is supposed to be committees to discuss and to advance, but that's not happening. We're still tied up to the original document.
The highways are being built right now. The Trans-Texas Corridor highways are being built as part of the SPP building, the NAFTA highways. It's happening right now, and the working groups are established.
Highways, unfortunately.
They're being built right now, from what I hear. You go to Texas right now. Yes. If you go to Texas right now, you see land being seized away from people building these highways. Of the North American Union.
Keep it as a question, if you will.
No, there's nothing going on in joint investment in infrastructure or any other thing. And so that's why my claim is that we should move ahead. There is this promotion of this idea of a NAFTA highway, a highly technological highway. Even some have said or promoted the idea of that should be a duty-free highway or a free-zone highway so that you could move trucks without crossing the border, because they would have this road to move upon and else. But it's just plans. There's nothing concrete up to now.
I would like to hear a little bit more.
Yes.
Where did you get that information?
It is happening. It's happening in Texas right now. Land is being seized. And what they're doing, and they're building the highways that are going to be planned, are going to go from Mexico all the way from the United States all the way up to Canada. And there's actually a nonprofit organization.
I know about that project.
And it's being built.
It's not a government project. No.
I know, but Cintra, a private company, is building it right now. And they're seizing land and they're doing it.
They might be doing it, but it's not a project of Mexico. It's welcome. I hope they do this.
Will there be a North American Union? Do you believe there will be a North American
Union? Yeah, I would hope so. I think it would be very convenient for both of us.
But what about American sovereignty and everything we did and our Constitution and our Bill of Rights and everything our forefathers stand for? That's
Germany,
more important.
Britain have not lost their sovereignty.
Their Constitution is being destroyed over the EU Constitution. And when you have a North American Union, you have one world government. This is what David Rockefeller wants with the CFR, Bilderberg, Bilateral Commission.
Germany, yes. France, and Britain,
yes.
Not lost. Even though they have a parliament, they have not lost their sovereignty. They have not lost their
But this
culture.
Is what they're doing. David
they
Rockefeller.
They highly benefited.
Yeah.
That's why I said solidarity over selfishness.
Yeah.
This nation is very selfish.
But it's turning against them.
It would be much better for the United States to have a healthy, successful, profitable neighbor in Mexico than having a poor nation there unemployed. That's why we have
But then the American economy goes down. You have immigration comes in.
Germany and
the Constitution
is
destroyed. It goes down because you have illegal immigrants going into England and
Germany,
taking the English
France,
jobs.
Very strong.
So you have one currency, and that's what they do. It's policy, and then it's unionization.
Britain doesn't have one currency.
The euro is going to happen.
Statement of activities and commitments, both from Mexico, United States, and Canada.
Mm-hmm.
It's a large document, written.
You could say it's for like
and
a North American Union.
We have advanced a lot, but it's right now it's not moving at the pace that it should be moving.
Uh-huh.
I think it's a great idea. Instead of aid, which is just giving away the money,
yeah,
this is investing money on productive projects, investing money on education, investing money on opportunities for entrepreneurs. So I think it's a great program, and it's a I can send you a document and then you give me a call and send you a copy of the document.
How would it move forward? How would you like it to move forward?
The thing is that we changed administration in Mexico.
I want the other one.
Hold on. Thank you.
Yeah, sorry.
So we changed administration, so we need the new administration to retake it.
Okay.
And here, President Bush administration is about to finish. So we need the next administration to retake the project.
Mm-hmm.
But it's
sorry. Fully
Go ahead. Described and complete.
Well, there it is, folks. There's a little portion of it. It goes on for a little bit longer, but he's pro-SPP. He'd like it to go on, faster. Once it's brought up that it's a private organization that's building these super highways, he's like, well, I want it to be government organizations. What's your take on that clip? I mean, obviously, not only is Vicente Fox pro-North American Union, but he seems to be pro-world government.
Well, I had heard the tape before. I had forgotten it. And you're right. He is... He's if you're spending time in Mexico, except among the rich, he's a laughing stock of the country. And as you probably are aware, the last election was stolen.
Mm-hmm. Oh, hold on, Bob. I got to stop you right there because Alex is back with us. He just got back on the line. Alex, are you there?
Yeah, I didn't even know you had Bob on earlier, and the phone cut out when I was bullhorning. And more trash just drove in. I mean, just like clear windows, the big globalists sitting there totally upset at us. As we bullhorn him and videotape this trash. So finish up with Bob. How long until you're done with Bob?
The top of the hour, but I could probably get him just to finish up in this segment and get you back.
No, that's fine. I'll just call back in 10, 20 minutes. I mean, my main thing is get Bob's take on how important it is to expose these trash, that how we have exposed that there's truly a global elite, something the media denied just 6, 7 years ago, 8 years ago, and now how far we've come. I mean, this is all part of a process of identifying enemies of the Republic, and it's just very, very exciting. So I'm going to let Bob go back. I'll call back in later.
All right. Thanks, Alex. So Bob, how important is it to expose this type of behavior?
Well, it's by exposing yourself like Alex does, and I do some 20 programs a week, and they get all over the world just like Alex stuff does. And of course, I have my publication, and we have subscribers all over the world. And I encourage them to, do reprints and send them to other people, and hopefully wake people up to see what's really going on. And, I try to, it's like a mosaic. Mm-hmm. I try to bring it all together, the finance, the economics, the social, political issues, and then behind it all, the power of the fascistic corporate structure that's been set up in America and Europe and Canada and England as well, and how they are trying to shape us and bring us into this world government. And so that's what we both do, and I say many, many times on the programs, I only wish there were another 1,000 like us to help us, because there's not enough of us. And if we had more people who would do what we're doing, then we could solve the problem. Everybody would know.
Well, I agree with you there. And people, again, you don't have to take orders from headquarters. You, too, can start a website. You, too, can be on the mainstream newspapers, websites, television channels, combing for this type of information. You can put together a blog. You can go door-to-door. You can burn DVDs. You can hand them out. You can be the guy at the Bilderberg meeting with a bullhorn. I mean, nothing's stopping you from taking these actions except your own self-doubt. And you need to get rid of that, because we all have incredible power. It is within each of us that crave freedom, that crave liberty, that want to be in a free society, a democratic, a constitutional republic. That's what we want in this country. We don't want our national sovereignty to be taken over. We don't want a shadowy group of people deciding our lives every 12 months, Bob.
No, that's right, and every day of the week, actually. And they're going to continue to do what they do unless we go out and inform people. And we're so fortunate to have the Internet and the access that we do have to shortwave and AM and FM and satellite, and, of course, the computer-generated programs as well. And we just got to keep at it and try to bring more people in, as you've just said, to speak out on the issue. You know, why are we having these problems? This is why we're having these problems. Is it new? No, it goes back for hundreds of years. You know, probably 90% of all the wars that we've ever seen were financed on both sides by the same group of people. Now, these are the people who financed fascism. Benito Mussolini, Adolf Hitler, Joseph Stalin. They bankrolled communism in Russia when the natural person that one should have been with, even though it was a dictatorial monarchy, would have been the Russian government.
Absolutely. It's about the consolidation of power. Bob Chapman on the other side. Final segment. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com.
If you're a chocolate lover, then now you can use chocolate to get the healthy body you've always wanted. Introducing Coco Pure Chocolate Tea, the most innovative health drink ever, with ingredients connected to a stronger immune system, a healthier heart, and more beautiful skin. Here's nutritional expert Dr. Alex Duarte.
Coco Pure Chocolate Tea blends the nutrition of concentrated cocoa with natural green tea and an extract from red wine. This makes it a triple action supplement with more antioxidant value than most fruits and vegetables. It has a natural energy booster, digestive health boosters, and much more. Best of all, this is probably the most delicious supplement that you're ever going to taste.
Today, you can try Coco Pure Chocolate Tea risk-free. If you don't think this is the most delicious way to get healthy, you can return the empty bottle for your money back. To try Coco Pure, call 1-800-457-9914. Coco Pure will help get your health back on track. Call 1-800-457-9914. That's 1-800-457-9914.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Have you ever suffered from Giardia, food poisoning, heavy metal poisoning, arthritis, fatigue, or high cholesterol? Maybe you're one of the 75 million Americans that the Center for Disease Control reports is suffering from internal parasites. If so, Freshwater Organics is proud to introduce you to a million-year-old miracle that has been used all over the world by health-conscious individuals seeking alternatives to chemicals and drugs. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, is a 100% natural, organic product with absolutely no additives. When taken daily, it is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Many believe it is the key to a healthy digestive tract. To find an FPP distributor near you, or to buy it now online, go to www.freshwaterorganics.com. You can also call toll-free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
So he is at the Bilderberg meeting in Chantilly, Virginia. I am Jason Burmis. You can get at me at myspace.com/Jason Burmis. Getting a bunch of friend requests. I do check out the mail. It's where I got the Kevin Red Australia president calling for a Asia Pacific Union story today. So keep sending me good stories, man. I check them out. I'll bring them up on the air. Final segment with Bob Chapman, the internationalforecaster.com. Bob, how can we protect ourselves? What advice are you going to give to the awake American out there that's listening to this broadcast?
Well, I think from a financial point of view, the most important thing they can do is get rid of their revolving debt, which is credit cards and cards from different department stores. And if they can get rid of their vehicle debt, the economy is worsening, unemployment is rising, and not only that, unemployment would rise a lot more quickly. But companies, what they're doing now is cutting wages 5 or 10 or 15 or 20%, and that way they don't have to lay people off, but they're paying them less to remain competitive or stay in business. And so the chances of losing one's job is much larger today than it was 4 or 5 years ago. So you want to be financially prepared. For those of you who have done all those kind of things and have money to invest, gold and silver-related assets are excellent. And I think financially, that's the best kind of preparation.
So for a guy like me, I don't have any credit card debt. I don't have any vehicle debt. I don't have any homeowner's debt. But I do have student loans around 10 grand. Should I pay those off as soon as possible? Or I've had the advice, pay off the minimum and buy gold and silver with the money that you save. What do you think?
The latter. You pay off as you go, and you take any extra money you've got, and you buy gold and silver.
And that's the way to go.
That's the way to go. Uh-huh. And I see lots of people who are cashing in insurance policies and converting 401ks and IRAs and others into gold and silver-related assets, and I think it's the proper thing to do. And we've been right for a long time, and I think we're going to continue to be right about what's going to happen in the future, particularly financially. And so that's the road that you should take.
Well, there is no doubt that, you know, gold, silver, platinum, precious metals in general have retained and gained value for thousands of years. This is the one type of currency that you know isn't going to go away.
Well, it never has in the history of man that we know of. And I don't think that's going to change. You know, human nature and the capacities and the abilities of humankind, yes, we've made lots of advances, but we're still basically the same creature. And nothing has been found through the ages that has replaced gold as the reserve common denominator of any kind of a currency. And in today's world, all we have is fiat currencies, currencies that weren't are really not worth the paper they're written on.
Absolutely. I mean, this paper currency, this fiat currency we have is printed out of nowhere. It has no backing whatsoever, zero regulation. The Federal Reserve, I think there's 13 board members. We don't elect them. Okay, what do they serve, 8-year terms?
That's correct. And they're all appointed by the people from behind the scenes. They're all controlled. And they do exactly as they're told. Even the chairman of the Federal Reserve, he doesn't make the decisions. He's told what to do.
Well, Greenspan was a Bilderberger, right?
He certainly was.
Absolutely. Bob Chapman, the internationalforecaster.com, thank you so much for joining us. It's the Alex Jones Show. We'll be back at the top of the hour. And PrisonPlanet.tv subscribers, video feed starts in 2 minutes.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.